Okay. All right. Let's. We'll finish the sugya. This will be the last shiur of the zman. So on that note, shloach to the oilam for a good zman. I think we got a very very solid mechubadika haschola into the inyanim of the masechta. And bezal Hashem, right, we'll be going weiter. We'll be going weiter. Im yigzor Hashem b'chaim. Right, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is goyzer b'chaim, nitz Hashem, right? We'll be going weiter after the Bein Hazmanim. The Olam wanted a shtickle musa, yeah? I'll give us a little bit of a shtickle musa, yeah? Right, a little shtickle musa before we start the sugya. Famous Rabbeinu Yonah. I don't have it here. Where is it? Rabbeinu Yonah brings that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a mitzvah of tshuva. Gives a mitzvah of tshuva, which is a ness. It's a total ness that there's something called tshuva. We discussed this a little bit over the Zman. Right, that it says that tshuva was created before the world was created. Be'etzem en kaze davar, where we brought the Maharal. The Maharal says that when you've broken something, you know, if I take a table and I smash it to pieces, even if you stick it all together with glue, it's a lot of davar. Right? It's not the same thing anymore. So it never gets back to how it was. Right? It's just not shaykh. It's broken already. Right? That's reality. Right? And you have to know, right, that the you know, this is, you know, the what our rabbi Seinu have taught us, that the ruchnius metzias is a metzias. It's like it's a reality, like the olam hazeh. It's not like a wishy-washy, airy-fairy thing. It's a reality. So when you have done an avera, for someone was bar minan mechalel Shabbat, you've just killed yourself. Like, how do you fix that? Like you're dead already. Like, it's like, you know, you're a walking dead man. So there's a ness that Kadosh Baruch Hu did, that you made, that it's called tshuva, and you can fix something. And fix means that it goes back to how it was, right? And if you do it right, can even go to a higher metzias. You can even go to a higher reality. It's a total ness, the whole thing. And so the Maharal explains, that's why there was hikim ulash or tshuva David HaMelech. He had to draw down, he had to bring down tshuva. And it was almost that his chait was forced on him, so that he would be melamadas on how to do tshuva. How to do tshuva properly. So, you know, we have this mitzvah called tshuva. And Rabbeinu Yonah brings a famous moshul. Right? Brings a famous moshul that he says, the person that has the opportunity to do tshuva, and he doesn't do tshuva, so he brings a moshi. He says, what's it like? He says, like a person in the Beis HaAsurim. He says, and you know, the people in the Beis HaAsurim, they're Balei Kishrin, right? They're, you know, they're good guys, right? You know, they dig a tunnel and they find a way to escape. El Chapo. Yeah? I don't know if anyone comes that reference, but anyway, fine. Okay, so what happens? They all run out. And there's one guy. He's a goody-goody. Yeah, he stays. So I'm not gonna run out. So comes the prisoner. Comes the guard of the prison, and he sees this guy. He says, he looks at him. He says, "Lama lo himata richamt al nafshecha? Why weren't you merachem on your nefesh? And he starts beating him. He starts beating the guy that stayed. So he says, that's like a person that doesn't do tshuva. And everyone asks the obvious question, what do you mean? He's a good boy, right? He stayed. So what's the mashal? What does he want? So what's the obvious answer? The obvious answer is that the whole musuk of a prison is that you don't want to be there. The whole onesh of a prison is, I don't want to yod pod, I want to yod bachut, right? Yeah? Well, I'm stuck here. So when you have an escape route and you don't take it and you sit there, so you mafkir the whole shame prison, right? There's a lot of prison kwa, right? Yeah, you had the opportunity to leave, right? And you didn't leave, and now you're here, right? So you're not in prison. So you're better and worse. Right, then the guys, right, that ran away, and he beats him. So now, kach hamashal over here. Right, but a person has an opportunity to do tshuva. This is what Rabbeinu Yonah is teaching us. Right, so we have our avirus. You know, live your day marat nafsho. Everybody knows what their issues are. Right, we know that we have things that will take them back, and it's dirshu Hashem behimatzo. state in Svarim and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives during these days massive Siyata Dishmaya, and you can do tshuva on things that Be'etzim are too difficult for you, but if you're mischaber to the Yomei Tefillah and you daven, and you know davening is a big part of tshuva. Rabbi said, Reini Yonah says that one of the keys of tshuva is Tefillah, right? To daven for it, daven for the Siyata Dishmaya, to do tshuva, right? And you know, these days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sort of dishing out the tshuva like this. So if a person has an opportunity to do tshuva and he doesn't do tshuva, so then you're worse than a varian, Be'etzem, because what you've done is you now said, ani b'seder ech shani. That means that you've mafkir the whole avera, right? So if I have HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands, you have yitzarim, we slip. Right, yeah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, now I've given you an opportunity to get rid of all the tumah and all of that stuff that the Aveira has done to you. So if a person sits back in these days and he just, you know, says, yeah, very nice, shkoyach, just carry on with my life, right? So then you're not even gorus the fact that you have a problem, that you destroyed the whole base of Asurim over here. You're not gorus the fact that yesh po baya. Right, that's worse. It ends up being your ter chamur. So the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us this opportunity, it's a machayev, it's a double-edged sword. Yeah, we can fix, but there's a real chiyuv on us to chap these days, right? You know, as they say, chap arayin, right? Yeah, use the days. You know, do some cheshbon and nefesh, Rabotai. Right, that's the thing. You know, it seems like a sort of you know, Harry-ish thing to do, which is to sit there and actually do a cheshbon nefesh. But it's not. It's mamish not. Gedolei olam mamish, right, you know? Gedolei olam mamish, you know, sat for hours, being mechashbein, right, thinking about themselves, thinking about what they did. You know, they even wrote things down. You know, Rav Volba writes in Alei Shor, he says, Ad kedei kach, someone that doesn't have a pinkas, right, someone that doesn't have, like, a sefer, right, somewhere written down with his ways, writes down his cheshbon nefesh and things, and almost keeps a diary of his cheshbon nefesh. Someone doesn't have that. Rav Volba says sharp words on him. He says ulo ben Torah bichlal. Right, he's not actually working on himself. Right? You know, so lefachot, you know, us on our darga, take some time. You know, we've got a few days to Yom Kippur. Baruch Hashem, there's something called Shabbos, which when you're not me, and you don't have to say Shabbat Shabbat Drosha, so you have time, right? So you can sit, right? And you can make some cheshbon and nefesh, you mispoinen. What are the things that are holding me back? And don't be frum, Rabbi Sai, please. Yeah, don't say stupid things like say brachas with more kavana, right? Yeah, Now, what I mean by that is, of course, you should say brachas with more kavana. I'm a big fan of that. Yeah, but if the thing that's holding you back in your avodas Hashem and really holding you back is because you're not saying brachas with kavana, so please tell me, and I want to kiss your hand and ask you for a bracha, right? Yeah, right. Yeah, so that's, we have much bigger problems than that, right? You know, bitul Torah, nivul peh. Right, you know, mistaklim b'dvarim asurim, shomim b'dvarim asurim, all of these things, right? But you know, bitul Torah, shmuzing, wasting time, bitul zman. You know, it's like we have lots of issues, right? Don't get frummy, right? Get real, right? Get real. Get where you're holding. Be mispoinen, right? And we come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a bit of. If we come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a bit of ritzinut, of serious and sincerity, we tell him Hashamnu Bagadnu, and we realize, you know, where our faults are. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Merachim, right? And Bevadai, 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 who Yigzo B'chaim, and he'll give us a good year, right? You know, a good year, Shana Tova. So, you know, take the opportunity, Rabbi Sai. These are the days, right? These are the days. This is the big sort of thing that I tried to. Sort of be misspoiling on this year is that it's not just Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. I've added those days are the bigger, but the whole Aseret Yemei Teshuva. These are the days, right? It says Shteit and Chazal and the Rambam, right? These days the Kadosh Baruch Hu is here now. Daven now. Use the time now. You know, think. Be misspoiling. You know, Rav Volba also writes there in the same in Alei Shor. He says Ulo Mevin. He Pasha doesn't understand. People that are going around doing esrog shopping, right, during Aseret Yemei Teshuva. He says, you've got a mitzvah alecha achshav, right, you know. Dishu Hashem b'matzor. The esrogim will be there afterwards, yeah, as well, right, you know. You've got 5 days to find, plenty of time. Now you have you have time to do tshuva, and it takes time. It's not easy. If you're doing it seriously, it's not easy. Clement, not easy. To be really honest with yourself and to think, you know, what can I really do better? You know, it's not an easy thing. It takes time. Use the time, and Bezal Hashem, right, we'll have a good Khatima. All right, okay. All right, there's okay? Okay, yeah, good Musa? Okay, fine, okay, she's got it. Okay, says the Gemara. The Gemara says, okay, so let's see who he took the money from. So it's a very simple question. Let's see who let's ask. Mekach u'memka, we were masakeim, that Kula Shali is its own case of Mekach u'memka. And let's see, l'zuzim yiman naked. Says the Gemara, lo tzricha de naked mitarvayu, chad medayte v'chad bar korcha, v'lo yadana mihu medayte and mihu bal korcha. Okay, yafe mod. Now, what exactly was the kasha, and what exactly was the teretz? V'zeh nechleku harishonim. Right? V'zeh nechleku harishonim. L'chzi zuzim yiman naked. So now, Rashi says, this is ba'etzim, if there's a parallel Gemara on this, in Kiddushin. Right? Now, the Gemara in Kiddushin, there is discussing certain ne'emanuyot that people get, right? That Chazal gave them certain ne'emanuyot, because basically we can't like function otherwise if they don't have these ne'emanuyot, right? For example, it says that a chaya, which means a midwife, right? A midwife is believed to say this baby was from this mother, this baby was from that. This one's the Kohen, this one's the Levi, this one's the Israel. Because if you're not going to believe the midwife, so then it's going to be chaos, right? Yeah? Okay? Right? So certain ne'emanuyot. And one of the ne'emanuyot over there is that a Baal Mekach, right? A Baal Mekach is believed to say who he sold his wares to, right? That's one of the things it says. And the Gemara caps all of this. And basically, the Gemara says that when is it that he has that ne'emanut? Only when the Mekach is bitachat yado, that means that he's still holding on to the Mekach. But once the Mekach leaves his hand, he doesn't have the name Manut anymore. Right? Okay? But fine. Right? So now, the question is over here. So what exactly is the question of the Gemara over here? And the obvious question that all of the Rishonim are bothered by, Rashi already hits, gets straight involved into this, is that Lechora, when the Gemara is asking, well, let's ask the Mocher, who he sold the Mekach to. So Be'etzim, what you're asking is, ask the Mocher, and he's going to settle it. Right? We'll ask him. Right? We'll ask him who he sold it to. Fine. Right? In other words, we have a way to be Mevarer. But frekta all the Rishonim, but it's Shnai Mochzim Batalid. The Mekach is now, it was Yotze Mitachat Yado. Right? It was left from his hand. So he doesn't have the Ne'emanut of the Gemara anymore. So what exactly is the Gemara asking? Yeah, what exactly is the question of the Gemara over here? Yeah? Okay. So Rashi says, what's the question of the Gemara? The Gemara says that, why is it that Rashi explains, and he says the same thing above in Kiddushin. He says, why is it that the Mocher, right, is believed when it's Mitachat Yado, right? Only because If he doesn't medaktik, right, on who he is going to give it to, so then he's going to have a mishapara. Right? What's a mishapara? It's a curse. Right? It's actually in Al Masechtim, but Matzi, it's later in the Mishnah. Yeah, which is basically if someone agrees on a mekach and someone retracts, right, you know, this deal was sealed and it's just now technical things. So then he gets a curse from going back on the mekach. So once the mocher has given the money and everything, once the lokeach gave the money, right? So if the mocher is not medaktek, right? So he's going to be over on a mishapara. He's going to get cursed, and you know people don't like curses. So Mimela, right? He's going to be very medaktek and remember who he gave it to. Says Rashi, and that's the Havana. Why once it left his hand? Once it's left his hand, so now the sukkah is over, we don't neman. That means we don't take on that he's going to have a clear memory of what happened. So mainly he doesn't have the nemanut anymore. That's what Rashi says over there. Now says Rashi Vaita, and over here, when is that all true? When is that all true? When two people gave him money. All of that Gemara is specifically talking about when two people gave him money. Because then there's two people gave him money, it's a bit confusing, right? Then he has to be medaktik. When do we say that he can maybe get confused and all the rest of it? So when there was two people that gave him money, Only once it's in his hand, because now he's very worried about the Mishapara. Is he going to remember once it left his hand, he's not going to be so meductic anymore, and he might get a little bit fuzzy with his memory. However, when one guy gave him money, so then he's believed even when it's Yotze Mitachat Yado, right? Even once it's left his hand. A guy remembers who he gave him money. You were the guy that I sold it to. It wasn't him, it was you, right? What do you mean? He wasn't Ulay Apo Bichlal, right? Yeah? He never gave him any money, right? It was you, right? Now, that's how Rashi says. Memela, Rashi learns that is the question of the Gemara. The question of the Gemara is, the Gemara right here, over here, has a Havamina that only one of them gave money. And Memela, he'll be believed even though it's Mitachat Yado. So the Gemara, no, both of them gave money. And Memela, that's exactly what the answer is. But based on the Gemara and the Gemara condition, both of them gave money. And now, Taka, he's not believed. And Rashi says we're not. Goris, lo yadana. Right? Rashi says, if was there, Snecha, no? We don't. Right? Says Rashi says we don't know that he knows. He didn't know. Because machpatlo that he knows. He can know till tomorrow, yeah? But now he doesn't have name on us, right? The fact that he would know is irrelevant to us now, right? Says we don't know, right? Yeah, we don't know which one he gave Baal Korcho, and which one gave Baratzon. Okay. Now Tosfot in the Gemara over there learns the whole sugya completely differently. Tosfot learns over there that he argues on Rashi, and he says, not true. He says, the Gemara says, once it's Yotze Mitachat Yado, right, he doesn't have Ne'emanut anymore, right, in Kiddushin. He doesn't have any Ne'emanut anymore. What's the reason? Says Tosfot, why is he believed when it's Betoch Yado? Not because he has a Mishapara, he has a totally different understanding. He said, because it's a Migu. He has a Migu, right, says Tosfot. Says, Migu that I could have said, right, could have said, Ani Chozer, I didn't want to sell to anyone, right? So now I'm believed to say who I sold it to. Yeah? So that means like this, right? The machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos in the Gemara in Kiddushin is Rashi learns that it's a ne'emonus. The mocher has a ne'emonus, right? We ne'emon what he's saying, right? And Memela, if it's a situation where we think that his ne'emonus is compromised, for example, it's Yotze Mitachat Yado, right? Or then he loses his ne'emanus. But if there's a situation, even when it wasn't Yotze Mitachat Yado and his ne'emanus isn't compromised, for example, only one person gave him money, so he still has that ne'emanut, right? It's a ne'emanus. It's a straight out ne'emanus, right? According to Tosfos, no. The moch is ne'emanus. It's also a ne'emanus. Okay, well that could be okay. Rebbe Chanan notwithstanding, right? Yeah, but it's a ne'emanus, but it's based on a migu. Right, migu that I could. In other words, what's the migu? The migu is I'm believed to say who is muhzak because I have the power to set up the muhzak. So I can say lo, it's a sheli. Right? Yeah, I'm keeping it by me. Right? Yeah. So mimela, I'm believed to say ata achshav muhzak, or who achshav muhzak? Because I have a migu, I could keep the. I'm in control of the muhzakus right now. So now you get. So now I can decide where it's going. But once it's left my hands, I don't have that koyach anymore. I don't have a migu. Yeah. So Tosfos says it's all gendikt, right? So now Tosfos does not have the option to learn this Gemara like Rashi. So here we go now. What is the shaila of the Gemara according to Tosfos? Right? According to Tosfos, what's the shaila of the Gemara? Lich zizuzi miman nakad. But we're talking about shaila works in Metalis. It's left his hands. He doesn't have a migu. He's got no ne'emanus and no klum. Why should we care who what the mocheh has to say? Yeah, baror al zeh diba medaber atosvot po. Right. So now says let's read the Tosfos. Pirush Rashi. Nishal mocheh va'av agav de ena mocheh ne'eman kesh ein mechob yado kadisa basar yuchzin. Hani mid benam mitavayu v'denam v'chad afilu ein mechob yado v'kizim basar v'lo yadinan. Right. Yeah. That's what he says. Bechinam, dacha grashi lefarishchein, dacha parik shapi, the avogav the ein mekcho beyadoi, neman hu ke edehad, ve'amai shnehem nishpa'in, oto she'amocha meser yiftor mishvua, ve'idach yishabe b'shvua de'oraise, ve'hash degar shapi ve'lo yada, right? The yada have a neman ke edehad, right? Okay, says Tosfos, no, we can actually be goyos lo yada, and Tosfos says this is the shaila of the Gemara. The shaila is not on the din. It's not on the din yachloku. It's on the shvur. It's on the shvur. Because, says the Tosis, yeah, for sure he doesn't have ne'emanut. He doesn't have ne'emanut. He doesn't have ne'emanut anymore. It's left his hand. But says the Tosis, he's no worse than an edechad. Yeah, he's no worse than an edechad. If the mocher comes and says, no, I sold it to him. He's any worse than an edechad? No, he's no worse than an edechad. What's the din of an edechad? It says, lo yakum ma'pi edechad, aval kamhu leshvua. Right? The edechad has a ne'emanut l'kapi shvua. So it says, Tosis, this is the shayla of the Gemara. Why are they both? Do they both have to make a shvua? Let's ask the mocher. And what will be? He says, no, I sold it to him. So that guy won't have to swear. And the other guy will have a shvua d'oraisa now. So it says that, right? So the other one will have a shvua d'oraisa now because he's got an eid echad. Eid echad is mechayev shvua d'oraisa. Yeah? So now, is a chayev shvua d'oraisa. And Mamela, that's going to be the Shiloh of the Gemara. And the Gemara's answer is, no, he took both of them, velo yada, and he doesn't know. He took money from both of them, and he doesn't know which one it was. If he did know, so then he would have the ne'emanus of an edechad. But he happens not to know. As I said, it could be, yeah, we just can't access the information from him. Maybe he's gone on holiday, he's vanished, whatever. Yeah? All right? Yeah, Barul Rabotai, are we together? Say the Hadvarim. Clear? Yeah? Oh, now, what comes out from this, Derech Agav? Tosis has just said, told us a chiddush, that an Eid Echad has an Emanus to opt pater from a Shavua. Right? It has an Emanus to pater from a Shavua. Now, it doesn't say that anywhere in the Torah, and it doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara, Beferish. Right? It doesn't say that anywhere. Tosis bin Machadish over here, right? And why, and again, in a certain way, what's forcing Tosis into this? Right. Well, forcing Tosis into this is because otherwise he has no way to learn the Gemara. Right? Where's he going to learn? What's the pshat in the Gemara? Yeah. Okay. So now, what's Tosis proving? Just like the Eid Echad has an emunah to obligate a shvua, right? Obligate a shvua. Classic case of an Eid Echad. Manali biyadcha. Another brings it, says, yes, you do owe him the money. Now he's obligated to Oraisa to make a shvur that he doesn't owe him the money. Yeah? That's the classic case. That's a shvur to Oraisa. Yeah? Okay. Says Tosus, just like he has a ne'emanus to obligate a shvur, and Eid Echad has a ne'emanus to patter from a shvur. Okay? And that's a chiddush. That's a nidin in the Rishonim. For those of you that managed to see this, the Mordechai and the Rosh, at the beginning of the Rosh, they bring the Maram Merottenburg, right? Yeah. And the Maram Merottenburg gives a very nice svara to this. Very nice svara to this. He says, Avada, it's a kol shekein. It's a kol shekein. Even though the Torah doesn't say this explicitly, Chazal didn't say this explicitly, but he says a kol shekein. Because if the aid has a ne'emonis, an aid echad has a ne'emonis, to obligate a shvua. Yeah? And what does that do now? In other words, there's a lomdus to it. Well, let's just say what he says. He says, if the Eid Echad has a ne'emanus, right, to obligate the Shavua and break a muchzakus, yeah, and break a muchzakus, so Kol Shekein, he has a ne'emanus, right, to patter from a Shavua to keep a muchzakus, yeah, to keep a muchzakus, right? So now, what is the lomdus of, his Kol Shekein over here? The Maram Rothenberg, it's a lomdus thing over here. He's saying like this. What's the pshat in the ne'emanus of the Eid Echad? In other words, when the Torah says that we believe him and now there's a shvur, so that means like this. It means that the ne'emanus of the Eid is accepted ad kedei kach. In other words, we believe what the Eid Echad is saying ad kedei kach, that now that is goyrim us to create a serious chashash. Yeah, that now the other guy has to be makhish the Eid with a shvur. Yeah, with a shvur. And if he doesn't do that, we so much believe the Eid Echad that we're going to break his muchzakus and say, now you have to pay. Yeah? Okay? So in other words, let's just get this clear. Right? Let's just get this clear. It's not pshat that the Eid Echad has the ne'emanus of two Eidim. You know? If an Eid, two Eidim, you can make a shvur from here till Mashiach comes, you've lost your money. Right? Finished. Yeah? But the ne'emanus of an Eid Echad is believed that it requires a hakosha. That's how strong it is. It requires a hakosha. What's a hakosha? A hakosha means either with a shvua, right, or with another eid echad, right? If we don't have that, we believe the ne'emanus of the eid echad. Al kederach ata mafsid la muchzakut shelcha. Yeah, ata tzech lakchish oto achshav. Yeah, right. Yeah, do you understand? That's what the ne'emanus of the eid echad does. Is so says the Maharam in Rothenberg. If we believe the eid echad so much, right, that it obligates a shvua now. It obligates a shvua, and if it requires a hakosha, right? That's what it means, it obligates a shvua. You now have to be makish that, and if you don't, you lose your muchzakas. So Kol Shekain, he has a ne'emanus to keep the muchzakas of how it is, and now you don't have to make a shvua, right? Because his ne'emanus that's an easier thing to do, right? That's a much easier thing to do. Keep the muchzakas how it is, right? Yeah? That's the chore what the longness of the Maharam Rothenberg is. So now there are Rishonim that don't hold like this. What would be the what's that Tolian? So we'll see this maybe later, right? Where the sugya comes. But just to bring this out over here, that this Nakuda comes to the forefront of it. Rabbi, so is that clear? Are we together? Anachu biyachad b'simche. Okay, wonderful. Okay, good. Oh, now that's our Tosfos plans. So there's a Geshmaka raid over here from the Ksois. Yeah? Okay? The Ksois is all very busy about this. There's an Eid Echad pater from a Shvur. There's an Eid Echad pater from a Shvur. And there's a whole Sibuch, right, in the Mefarshim on what is the Shittas of the Rambam over here. Now, the Rambam doesn't say anything Behedya. But the Magid Mishnah and others, if I remember right, I didn't see it today. They learn from the Rambam that he also holds that an Eid Echad patters from a Shavuot. It also patters from a Shavuot. Right? He can also patter from a Shavuot. And other Mefarshim say, where'd you get that from? It's not Mukhrach in the Rambam. There's a whole, in the Mefarshim Rambam, there's a whole Diyun on whether, on whether it patters from a Shavuot, and also can an Eid Echad can an Eid Echad has anyone got the Ksois? One second. Anyone got the Ksois? Huh? 1 second. Sorry, I'm just having a blank here. So he brings the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Ilu yada hamoichem miha yolokeach, v'amal azem acharti hayenemam beidusso, v'afal pisha talis biyad shneihem, even though the talis is in the yad of both of them, v'toin kol echad mishneim ani lakachdi, v'tiye eidusso kedin eid echad da alma, v'az tiye shvur da oraisa mipnei ha'eid, v'lo mitakon asachamim." But Yiskabatalis Talis of Yod Bavari, so now says the Ksois. Yeah, that's it, sorry. Yeah. The Ksois says that it's Mavur in the Pirush HaMishnayos of the Rambam that if the Moicha did come in this case of Kiddushin, right, he's saying it on our Mishnah, it's the Pirush HaMishnayos on our Mishnah, right? Says the Rambam that if the Moicha did come and say Lazem Acharti, he would be believed to now force, right? Force the other party to now make his shvur shvur d'oraisa and not takanas chachamim. Right? That's what the Pirush HaMishnayos says. Says the Ksois. The Rambam does not say and the other guy's parted from a shvur. He doesn't say that. Right? And halo davahu says if the Rambam according to the Magid Mishnah. And those Mefarshim that say the Rambam holds that an Eid Echad patters from a Shvur. The Rambam over here did a glaring thing. He mamash missed this out. Says if the Mochet comes to the other guy's Chayv now a Shvur d'oraisa, yeah, and should be that the other one's patters from a Shvur. The Rambam doesn't say that. Now, f- First of all, if he did hold that, that's just some a critical thing to know. Let's add another omek to where the source is coming from, right? Why he's saying this, it's unacceptable to say that the Rambam wouldn't have written this, because it's critical to understanding what the Shaila of the Gemara is. Yeah? If the other guy isn't a Pater from Ashur, right? If the guy is Pater from Ashur, so that's the Kasha of the Gemara, like Tosfos. Yeah? If the other guy isn't Pater from Ashur, so then what's the Kasha of the Gemara according to the Rambam? Yeah? Right? Do you understand the point here? Right? In other words, the Rambam says that if the Mocheh comes and says, so he's Eidechan, the other guy's upgraded now to Ashur Doraisa. So what is the Kasha of the Gemara? What is the Kasha of the Gemara? So you got two options. We got one option, basically. Right, your one option now is to say that he learns like Tosfos, but he doesn't say it. He doesn't say that the other guy's Pater from Ashur. No matter, is it? Right. So first of all, it's not Maduik like that. And how could we? And Memela, now we're stuck, right? Because it's Mashmah in the Rambam says in the Pirush Mishnah that Eidechad is not believed to Pater from Ashur. What would he do with the Maram Mirotenberg's Kol Shekein? So we'll have to think about that, right? Yeah, he argues on that, right? The Rambam. Right. But nevertheless, we now have a problem. We now have a problem with what's pshat in the Gemara. What's pshat in the Gemara? According to the Rambam, that he does not say that an Eid Echad patters the other guy from a Shavuah. So what was the question? Lichtis Zuzim Iman Nakad. Says the Ksois. Maybe you'll tell me. Dosid and Nafkamina. This guy now makes a Shavuah Deraisa, and this one makes a Shavuah Derabanan. Says the Ksois. And who says that it's not? Why is the din of the Mishnah wrong? Lamaisa, they both have to make a Shavuah. And the Shavuah of our Mishnah says the Ksois is within a Kitas Chayfetz. It's within a Kitas Chayfetz. It means you have to hold the Sefer Torah. Right? So what's the Nafkamina? Right? There's no Nafkamina whether it's a Shavuah Doraisa or a Shavuah Derabanan. Yeah? Okay? So now, so says the Ksois, I'm stuck. Right? What is the Kasha of the Gemara according to the Rambam? Yeah? Are we together? Yeah? Is the Heshmah clear? Says the Ksois. Because otherwise, if the Mocheh, if he holds like Rashi that the Mocheh is believed, right, they don't have to come on and say that it's because he's an Eidechad. You can just say like Rashi, right? Yeah, right. That his son has an Emanus and he'll solve it, right? Yeah, okay. And he says not like that, and the Rambam says specifically not like.
What do we know about the Rambam? How the Rambam learns the Gemara? What do we know about how the Rambam learns the Gemara?
We know that it's Alderech Tosfos.
It is
Alderic. It's got to be, because otherwise he could have just said Rashi. He could have explained the Pirush Mishnah. He could have said it in the Pirush Mishnah. If it comes and it was from one of them, right? He had money from one of them, so then he'd be believed. He doesn't say that. He sets it up Alderic Tosfos, right? But the problem is that we don't have Tosfos' answer. It's not Maduik like that in the Rambam, and now we're stuck. What is the Shaila of the Gemara according to the Rambam? So the Ksois comes up with a Ga'onus Rabosa, right? Just if you come up with a Shtukot Torah like this, then you know you're. I think I wouldn't be so worried on Yom Kippur, yeah, right, yeah. So right. So he comes and he says the following thing. He says Gavaldi. He says the Ksois, yeah. What would be the din? What would be the din? Yeah, we know that the Mishnah says, one says, Kurashi, one says, half shadi, three quarters quarter. Says the Ksois. Maya din, shazel me kula sheli, vezel me kula sheli. Each one says kula sheli. But then what happens? One of them brings Adim and says, no, half is his. Right? Now, what does that mean, half is his? He means that Adim would come and say, this guy definitely picked it up at least at the same time as the other guy. Right? There's no way this guy picked it up before him. It was at least at the same time. It could be maybe it was before. I wasn't able to discern that. But it was definitely at least at the same time. Zevavadai. Right? What would be the din? What would be the din in such a case? Says the Ksois, it's Pasha that the Chalukah would be three quarters a quarter. Yeah? Even though each one is saying Kula Shili. Right? But just like in the case of our Mishnah, once you've got Adim that say that this guy definitely gets half, right? So that half is out of the suffix because you've got Adim on there. And on the other half now, there's an Eden, right? This guy's saying I picked it up versus this guy saying, yeah? Right? Okay? Barul? Anachal biyachad? Anachal besimche?
Wonderful.
Huh? Because again, the half that the Adim have said that this guy deserves at least a half, right? So that's out of the equation. So he gets that half. And on the other half, they're arguing. He's still saying Kula Shali, and the other guy's saying Kula Shali.
Same as Kula Khazi.
Oh, it's the same thing. Yeah. They're both saying Kula Shali. Yeah, they're both claiming Kula Shali. But there's Adam that say that what this guy owns at least half. Yeah? At least half. He at least picked it up at the same time. Yeah? Yeah? They're not saying, obviously, if they said he did pick it up at the same time, they picked it up at the same time, then it'll be half half. But that's why we're setting it up like that. We're setting up that they're saying he owns at least half. He definitely at least picked it up at the same time. Right? So that half he definitely gets. But he's finding Kula Shali. So on the other half, there's an Eden, and you split that half, right? And now it's three quarters of a quarter, like in the case of our Mishnah. Is that barul? I don't think that's okay.
Eden proved that he's a liar.
No. He's saying Kula Shali, right? He's saying Kula Shali.
Eden approved, but what he's saying is not true.
Who's he?
The guy who's saying Kula Shali, and now Eden against him.
Oh, you mean the other guy? The other guy?
Yeah.
Sam's saying she get Kula.
Yeah,
the
other guy
should
get Kula
Shali.
The guy with Aiden back at his heart should get Kula Shali.
I don't know if he's a chakran.
Well,
he's a chakran. He believes. Okay, he believes he picked it up. He believes he picked it up first. There's Aiden now that are saying that you're wrong. You're a chakran.
Has he retracted now?
Yeah. Obviously, it doesn't matter. His title was the Kula Shali. There's Aiden that are proving you wrong. Chakran? I don't know. Right, yeah? So now. Wait. Rabbi Sai, I've got 5 minutes, yeah? Yeah, this is the easy bit of the Ksais, yeah? Okay, right. So now, let the Ksais banks there. Now, says the Ksais, Mamela, let's think about what's going to be the case over here. The guy brings an Eidechad, and the Eidechad says, Kula Shelo. Yeah? Kula Shelo. Now, Kula Shelo. So now, what does that obligate? That obligates a Shavua. Now, says the Ksois, there is a klal in the Shas. The Shas says this in many places. Kol makom sheheimin haTorah edechad harei kan shnayim. Yeah, that's a klal in edus of an edechad. That what that means is what the klal of that is what we were explaining before, like with the Maharam Mirotenberg. Yeah, which is whenever the Torah does accept the edus of an edechad, it is a full ne'emanus unless it has been hukkash in the ways that the Torah. The Torah prescribes, which is either a Shavua or an Eid Echad. Kol od that you do not makhish in the way that the Torah accepts as a hakosha, the Hainu, Shavua or Eid Echad, the Eidus is an Eidus Gemura, right? Yeah, the Torah believes this Eidus. Yeah, okay, yeah. That's where the Lomus of the Maharam Rotenberg is. But that's what the Torah, that's what the Chazal mean when they say Kol makom shehemin a Torah Eid Echad hari kan shnayim. Yeah, okay. So now says the Ksois. He now, the Eid Echad now says, Kula Shelo. Now, that requires the other party now to make a Shvua. That requires the other party to make a Shvua. To be Makkishim. And if he's not Makkishim, what's the din? Harei Kan Shnayim. He loses, right? He loses it, right? Yeah? The Ne'emanus of the Eid Echad is believed unless you make a Shvua. Says, let's look at the Shvua that he makes. What's the Shvua that he has to make? I only have half. I don't have less than half. He can't make a shvur on Kula Shali. Why can't he make a shvur on Kula Shali? Because the other guy is a muhzik. And he's not going to walk away with Kula Shali. And we won't let you make a shvur on that which, on more than what you can gain in the Din Torah. Right? That's what the Gemara says. So now, says the Ksois, think about the Cheshbon now. So he's obligated now, the Eid Echad says it's Kula Shalom. So that means on the whole talis now, he has to be makrish, midoraisa, the edus of the Eid Echad. He can only be makrish half, right? Because the shvur he can make is only chatzi sheli, yeah? He can't make a shvur kula sheli because he's not going to walk away with all of it, right? So Mamela says the Ksois, look at the din. On the half that he can't be makrish, right? That he can't be makrish, harei kan shnayim, the edus of the Eid Echad is believed. So that half is out of the equation. The other half, they'll split, right? Because now he was makrish there. So it goes back to the muhzakus, right? Says the Ksois, the din will be three quarters a quarter. Unbelievable cheshbon. So says the Ksois, this is the question of the Gemara according to the Rambam. The question of the Gemara according to the Rambam is, lichzi zuzim iman nakad. Ask the mocher who he sold it to. if he says, I sold it to him, so then the other guy is going to have to be makhish. He can only be makhish half. And the din of the Mishnah is wrong. The din of the Mishnah is, says Yachlok of Ashur, the din should be 3/4 a quarter. Because on the other half, he can't be makhish. Unless there's a hakash, and he can't be makhish. So the din of the Mishnah is wrong. That's the kasha of the Gemara, according to the Rambam. Kishmak. Yeah, come on. Rabbi. Yeah, the choice is good.
Right, the guy who has the aid, will he have to make a shvua to take his 3/4?
Huh?
The guy who has the aid, would he, according to this chazan, would is also the shvua a bit wrong as well? It's not. It wouldn't even be.
It's an interesting thing. Would he have to make a shvur on that half? Right? Would he have to make a shvur on that half? Because. It could be. Well, hold on, wait a minute. According to the Ksais, will it edit the Shvu as well? You're saying, would it edit the Shvu as well? Could be.
Why? No, it won't.
Why?
Because there's a quarter, it gets 3/4.
What do you mean?
Where do you stop? You can edit the Shvu.
Well, maybe. Yeah, but I'm just saying, that's an interesting ha'ar. But come on, Rabbi Sai. That is work of a Talmud Chacham. That's when you see a Talmud Chacham at work. Bang, bang. Right, that's the cash of the Gemara according to the Rambam. Okay? No, Kelly, what's up?
I don't understand it.
I'll explain it again. B'simcha.
Very slowly go through.
Very slowly. Okay. You understood that if it's Kurdish Likush and there's Aidim? Okay, good. So we've got that, right? Okay. So what comes out from that? What comes out from that is that if I can get half of the talis not in the din, if I can get half of the talis, that there's a ne'emanus on there.
I understand that.
So the Ksaisis is saying, when the Eid Echad comes and says kula shelo, right? The Torah believes that ne'emanus. That's a ne'emanus. It's a full ne'emanus. But you can be makhishit. You can be makhishit with a shvua or with another aid that's supporting you. Yeah? But kolod that you're not makhishit, we believe him completely. Yeah. So now says the Ksois, what is he allowed to be makhish? Just I'll be the dinim of the Torah. He's only allowed to be makhish on half the talis.
No, he can be makhish everything the Eidechot says with the shvua.
You know, he can't. He can only say, I own half. He can't make a shvua on the whole thing.
He can only make a shvua on half.
Yeah, so he can't be makhish. That's how he has to be makhish.
Ah, so you can't.
You got it right. So that half is not is out of the stuff, right? Because you got a ne'emanus of an eidechad, and the other half you split, right? So the shaila is.
Can you make a different shvua to knock off the
eidechad? No, he can't. He's got to make a shvua on the money, right? The question is over here, Rabbi Say. We can talk about this after. I'm already over time. I want to point this out. So the question now becomes, right? And the achronim all asked is, and what does Tosfos hold? Tosfos obviously argues on this. Because Tosfos just saying a geshmak a cheshbon, but Tosfos clearly argues on this, because why Tosfos saying the other guy should pater from a shvua, right? You say better, the whole din's wrong. It's 3/4 a quarter. No, if I forget,
If he doesn't make a shvua, he doesn't get half.
No, he'll get the whole thing.
That's the whole thing.
The whole thing. Right?
Just one second. What's it? Or I was saying before, does he have to swear? Of course, the other party has to make a shvur. The shvur should connect them. Because whenever we have a case, like we see later in the Gemara, when he can't make a shvur because we're the ones preventing him from making a shvur, the Chavah shvur should connect them. So I would say the other Baldin would need to make a shvur.
Whether the other Baldin. Okay, wait. You're onto something there. We'll talk, right? So the you're on to say that, but it's not. You're raising a good point, right? So hold on, a simple ha'ara over here. What is the Ksois hold? What was the Tosfos hold on this? So the Achronim matapa with this. There was a Reb Reuven on it. They get all busy, right? Reb Osher wanted to make a very simple suggestion over here. Another vote from the Rebbe, right? The Rebbe Rosh. He wanted to make a very simple suggestion. Tosfos perhaps holds, it's along the lines of what you're saying, right? Yeah? Which is like this. When do we say the klal of kol makom sheher min ha-Torah ed echad harei kan shnayim? Right? When do we say that klal? We only say that klal when the ed echad is obligating you to make a shvua shekenegdo. right? Lamashul. Just as I said, Lamashul. Let's say an Eid Echad is made, you're fighting over a piece of karka. Yeah, you're fighting over a piece of karka, right? Yeah, and then Eid Echad says, no, it's his, right? So now, does the Eid Echad have any nemonos of it? No, because Ein Yishmoin on al-karkois, right? And we don't make a shvo on karkois, right? Yeah? So now, when there's no opportunity for a hakosha, so the Eid Echad's ne'emonis is capped. Right? No, we don't say komakum shehem in Eid Echad. The only time in other words, this is part of the ne'emonis of the Eid Echad. The ne'emonis of the Eid Echad is built in a way that you can be makishim and you're not being makishim. That's part and parcel of the ne'emonis of the Eid Echad over here. Right, yeah, and that's what creates the Harei Kan Shnayim. So Emela, Rabbi Asher wanted to say that perhaps this is what Tosus. This is the machlokes between the Rambam, according to the Tosus, and Tosus. Tosus learns. Yeah, you're right. Enochanami has the neimonis of an Eid Echad, but because you can't make a shvur on the other on that other half, we won't say because you can't be makish there. It's not a pshat that he could be makish and he's choosing not to. Then that is what's giving credence to the neimonis of the Eid Echad and now saying, oh, you can be makish and you're not even willing to do that. No, but he can't do that. So you don't say in a Zahar Matzav, and that would perhaps be the machlokes between the Tosis and the Rambam. Machasim Atevei. Okay.